First thing I would like to say is happy holidays from the Night House. It's been a crazy time, especially with Christmas just passing. And this is my last podcast for the year. We are literally 2 days out from the ending of the year. And we've already decided that we're not yelling Happy New Year this year. We're yelling Jumanji because this has been crazy. 2020 has been an absolute insane year. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nightly Connections. My name is Steven, and today's topic is actually going to be a really sensitive one, especially with the closing out of this year. And I'm just going to bounce into it. And no, I don't have any special guests with us today. last podcast was actually really intriguing and really interesting to do. But this one is a little bit sensitive, and it hits close to home because I've dealt with it, and that's depression. depression is not an easy thing to deal with on a daily basis. And I'm actually going to read the definition of depression for you guys. Depression is a mood disorder that causes a persistent feeling of sadness and loss of interest and can interfere with your daily functioning. And I've honestly dealt with depression over the last 14 years. Honestly, it started back in high school. And depression is not what you think it is. It's not sadness that people can see. Some people express it openly, but most people disguise it. I'm gonna give you a few examples. Well, one example, Robin Williams. Robin Williams made a lifetime commitment to make people laugh, make people happy. But inside, he was deeply depressed. Another example is Chester Bennington, lead vocalist for Linkin Park. Took his own life a few years ago, and I can't believe, honestly, it's been that long. The one thing I can honestly say about this subject, and I'm going to repeat this throughout the podcast, is that if you need help, please don't hesitate to call the Suicide Prevention Hotline. And there we go. And that number is going to be 800-273-8255. And I'm going to repeat that throughout this podcast. That way everyone knows it. And I really need to learn how to put my phone on vibrate whenever I start this. I don't even know who this is. So you can go bye-bye. But depression is not an overwhelming sadness that people see every day. For me, what it was is that I went throughout my high school years battling it, knowing that I'm battling it at home, but I put on a brave face. What most don't realize that you can be smiling on the outside, you can be happy on the inside, you can be the most accepted person in the world and still feel empty. Depression is different for everyone. It could be overwhelming sadness. It could be anxiety. It could be trying to feel accepted or not feeling accepted at all. It's basically you feel a void. And it feels like nothing's ever gonna fill that void. If that makes sense. I hope I'm making sense and not just rambling. Most people, I went through my daily life making other people happy and giving advice while I was in school, and I still do, and I still recognize it, but I battle it in different ways. now that I have a family and I have children, I know for a fact that they need me here more than anything. And I know that this is a sensitive subject for most. Because I look at it this way, and I'm about to share a very sensitive story that not even my family knows. Not my family, immediate family, my wife and my kids. My wife knows about it, but my immediate family does not. I've actually attempted and got talked out of it. And most of my friends, most of my family don't even know. I was in my sophomore year of high school, and I just figured, what am I needed here for? Who would miss me? What would the world need me around for? What would the world need Steven here for? They got everything else they need. And it was one person that talked me out of it. He had graduated the year before. He explained to me while I was at home sitting in my bedroom contemplating it. Said the world does need me. How would I know how everybody feel if I was gone? How do you think your mom would feel, or your brother and sisters would feel, if you weren't here anymore? And all I rebutted with was, what's the point? Now, as I said in my bedroom, still contemplating it, he sat there and he just talked to me. He didn't put me down. He didn't say, this is stupid. Why are you doing this? No, he talked to me calmly. He talked to me as a friend. He constantly told me that it's not worth it. And my message to anyone that's listening to this that's a survivor or that has contemplating it, believe me when I say it is not worth it. I have a wife and four beautiful children now, because on that day, I decided to take the chance of living. I decided to be here. Is it still a day-to-day struggle? Yes. I'm not going to even deny that. It's still a day-to-day struggle. It's still a battle. Does every day go as planned? Far from it. Nothing goes as planned. If you think that you have a set plan of things that you want to do, get that idea out of your head. Since taking that first step of living, I've seen people leave. I've seen people pass away. Does it hurt? You damn right it hurts. Does it leave scars? Yes. But there is a positive to this. The people that you see leave this earth, I can guarantee you that they much rather saw you here than on the other side. Had I decided to go through with what I wanted to go through with, had I had been successful in going, just saying screw it all and committing suicide, killing myself, I'm going to call it as it is, killing myself, I wouldn't have lived to spend more time with my grandmother. I wouldn't have lived to repair the relationship between me and my mother. I wouldn't have lived to see my nieces and my nephew. There's a lot of things that I have seen that are positives that I've been able to live through the celebration of. All because I made that choice to live that day. And none of my family knows this because I kept it hidden. Hidden for 14 years. And some of you now may ask, Stephen, why out it now? Why get this off your chest now? Because I feel as if the story needs to be told. Is it hard to tell this story? Yes. Is it hard reliving that moment? Yes. Some may not even call it a story of survival. I call it a story of choice. I call it my story. I call it the day I chose to live on. It is a daily battle. Depression and anxiety is a daily battle. A few nights ago, I'm not going to lie to you, I had an anxiety attack. What triggered that anxiety attack is that I was delivering for my job. I was out late at night. I was in an area of town where I'm familiar with, but I was not familiar with this particular street in general. As I made my way back up the side of a mountain, that's where I was. I stay in eastern Oklahoma, where we have literally hills and mountains everywhere. I was making my way up the side of the mountain, and there was a gate up at the top of the mountain to get into this little ravine of a neighborhood that was down the side of this mountain. And I felt my tires lose traction and I started slipping backwards. In that moment, I'm trying to figure out, what do I do? Now, the gate was opening. The gate was going to open for me and stay open for me to get back up, but I'm losing traction. I'm sliding backwards and I'm sliding to the side. When I felt my tires gain traction again, I said, F this, and I gunned it up that hill. As I got back to a flat surface and I realized that I was okay, I completely lost it. I fell to the shoulder just crying and screaming uncontrollably. And the only thing I could think of was to call my wife. During that time, she stayed on the phone with me the entire time as I finished my route. I only had 12 stops left. But during those 12 stops, I was shaky. I was still crying. I was sobbing. It was uncontrollable at that point. It was hard. Because the one thing that went through my mind in that moment is that I didn't want to die there. I can't leave my wife and kids. What would they do without me? You see, that mindset changed. Back in 2006 to 2020, that mindset changed. Because now I can look at it. I can look back over the past 14 years and realize that I still have so much to live for. And it's hard. It's hard recalling those moments. And this happened a few days ago, but I still have dreams about it. I don't put it completely away. I can't put it completely away. But no one can tell you that. No, let me rephrase that. You can feel empathetic to someone's situation. But some people cannot express true empathy unless they've been there. And guys, again, if you're having thoughts of harming yourself or killing yourself, I implore you to call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. That number again is 800-273-8255. And trust me, there are people there waiting to talk to you to try to help you through this. And I'm also going to state this, my door is always open. If you need someone to talk to, someone to have a shoulder to lean on, trust me, I've been there. And it's scary to ask for help, but the help is out there. You can always call me. You can message me. I'm always here. You can ask anybody. If no one else picks up the phone, Stephen will. It's kind of funny looking back over the last 14 years, realizing, what if? What if I was successful? And then I look at it now, and I tell myself, look what you would have missed. Look what all would have not happened if you decided to do that day. It's not about, my life is not about me anymore. And unless you're a parent, you don't truly understand the grasp of that statement. Your life is not about you anymore. I live because I want to see my four children succeed. I live to see the smiles on their faces. To know that when they walk through the door, when they get home from school or get home from daycare, that they're running and screaming, Daddy, and running to my arms. That's what I live for. I live to see my wife walk through the door after a long day at work and embrace me with a hug and a kiss. That's what I live for. You gotta look at the meaning behind your life instead of dreading and drudging through the day. I'm now in a position to say that I love the job that I do. I get to go out. I get to see the countryside, and it is absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely amazing. And if I wasn't here, I would miss that. I would miss my babies growing up if I was not here. I would miss my wife succeeding and getting her CNA and continuing to build on her career if I wasn't here. Choose life. Choose to live. Because believe me when I say this, things get better. Things get easier. You may be going through a difficult time right now, especially with COVID out there, because you're sitting at home, you're not able to see your loved ones. But trust me when I say, things get better. Because believe me, you think that you have it bad, but I guarantee you there's somebody a lot worse off than you are at the moment. And they're waking up and they're pushing through. It's hard. Yes, it is very hard. Some days I find myself just wanting to lay in bed and not move at all. But you know what? I push myself to do so. I push myself to get up out of that bed, and I push myself to get out and do the things I need to do. I push myself to live for my family. I push myself to support my family. I push myself to see my friends and to make them smile, to make myself smile. When people are smiling around me, it makes me internally feel better saying, look at what I just did. In that term, in that retrospect, don't continue to give yourself away and not getting anything back in return. My wife brought that up to me today, is that I give and give and give because I was so down a few nights ago to the point where I broke down to tears because I give a lot. And she pointed out saying that, but you're not getting anything in return. And looking back over this 14-year time span, I realize that now. I give and I don't get anything in return. So right now I'm focusing on me to fix me. Because I don't need those thoughts returning again. Not now. I have too much at stake to lose. I have way too much at stake to lose. And I look at it with that mindset now. Ever since, that was two nights ago that we had that conversation, and I woke up with a different mindset. My store manager, now he's a district manager of Easy Pawn, taught me this concept whenever we were working together. That the way you wake up in the morning sets your mood for today, for the day. You wake up smiling in the morning and in a good mood, you're going to have a good day. You wake up in a crappy mood, you're going to have a crappy day and make everybody else around you feel bad too. During that time that I worked there, I didn't understand that. But now I do. And this was just roughly 18 months. This was 6-7 months ago that I learned this. Once my mood changed walking into that building, once I walked in with a smile on my face and I was ready to have fun, everything changed. But then you have some people that come in and they're in a down mood. That mood, they're in a crap mood. And it literally changes the mood of everyone. It brings a negative vibe into the room. And it makes you not want to be around that person. Now, don't get me wrong. Every day is not going to be a great day. I'm speaking from experience. Every day is not going to be a great day. But it is up to you and only you to dictate how you feel about that day. And on that note, I'm going to tell you guys one more time about the suicide prevention hotline. Even if you're just needing someone to talk to, it doesn't even necessarily have to be about killing yourself. You could talk to somebody and they can make it better for you and they can point you in the right direction of resources. The number again is 800-273-8255. My door is always open. I'm available pretty much all the time. I hear my phone go off during the night. If you need someone to talk to, if you need help, please reach out. Don't wait. Reach out for help. I want to wish everyone a happy new year. Actually, no, Jumanji. Forget that. Jumanji. That's what we're screaming at the end of this year. Because this has been a crap year. From March on, it's been a crap year. So Jumanji, everybody. This has been your nightly connection. And I hope that you guys have a wonderful day, a wonderful rest of your week. And again, if you need somebody to talk to, feel free to reach out to me. My door is always open. I will see you guys in 2021. Later. Hey, everyone. As we are all going through this crazy time, I want to remind you to find things that you're passionate about. While I sit here thinking, I'm grateful for the little things that I get to do with my family. Make sure you're putting into that family time and building memories with each and every one of them. You never know how much time you have left.
With that being said, I want to give my condolences to all of you that have lost a loved one during this pandemic. If you need help dealing with the loss, feel free to reach out to me. My door is always open. Also, remember that you can call 211 from your mobile device in any city that you are to seek help. And if you're considering harming yourself, please reach out to a friend, or you can definitely call the Suicide Prevention Hotline. Their number is 1-877-273-8255. Remember, stay safe and stay healthy.